to Datsuk at center. Over the Pittsburgh line, shovels it to Cleary. Scores! Dan Cleary! From the high slot, beats Cleary 1-0 Detroit, 6:28 to go in the first period.
Dan Cleary opened the goal scoring in Game 5. Ken Cal, the call on WXYT in Detroit, still holding a 1-0 lead to start the second. Valtteri Filppula made it 2-0, and then the Wings broke the game open with a record-tying power play performance.
Steep pass over the line, right wing boards to Franzen. Skates into the right circle, now to the corner. Cronwell cuts out in front with a chance. Scores! Datsuk laid it back in the slot. Rafalski steps in. He scores! Samuelson to the left point. Yuri Hudler fires it down. Zetterberg scores! That was a shot pass from the blue line by Hudler. Zetterberg stopped it and then rifled it. Upstairs, he roofed it under the crossbar. Three straight power play goals, 5-0 Detroit.
Nicholas Cronwall, Brian Rafalski, and Henrik Zetterberg all tallied on the man advantage. It's the sixth time in league history a team has scored three power play goals in one period of a cup final game. Chris Osgood made 22 saves in the 5-0 win, his third shutout in a final series, tying Martin Brodeur for most among active goaltenders. Was the 5-0 humbling the beginning of the end for the Penguins? Well, they still hadn't lost on home ice, and that boosted the confidence of the team and the Mellon Arena fans, and that faith was rewarded.
Around to Kennedy of the Penguins, Shepard to the point. Up ahead, it comes to Stahl on a 2-on-1. Stahl with Cook open on the left side. Stahl shoots, save made, rebound again. Hey! Shoots and scores! Jordan Stahl on his own rebound, and the Penguins take a 1-0 lead.
Jordan Stahl put Pittsburgh in front early in the second period. Mike Lang the call on the Penguins Hockey Network, and the game remained 1-0 into the third.
The Penguins after it, and Fedotenko beat Lidstrom. He got it to Talbot. Talbot to Kennedy behind the goal. Steps out, comes out. Fire, score! Connor Kennedy! He gives the Penguins a 2-0 lead from behind the net. He cashes in, and Osgood doesn't know whether to cry or wind his watch. It's Tyler Kennedy with a huge goal in the third period.
Tyler Kennedy with an insurance goal for the Penguins, but was it a big enough policy?
Draper picks it up in the corner in the Penguin zone to the line. Lidstrom shovels it across. Erickson with a drive. Fleury the save. Rebound. Draper scores! Oh, a big goal. Chris Draper on the rebound. Pulls the Red Wings to within one.
Ken Cal on WXYT in Detroit as Chris Draper kept Red Wings hopes alive with his first goal of the postseason. And then with less than 2 minutes to play, you couldn't blame Detroit fans for expecting overtime.
Datsuk sends it over the line. Cleary on a breakaway trying to tie it. Fleury the save! A pad save as Cleary tried to tie up the hockey game on a breakaway.
Ken Cal again as Marc-Andre Fleury saved the day and perhaps the season for the Penguins. They held on for the 2-1 victory to force a Game 7 Friday night in Detroit. It was also the first ever playoff win for Pittsburgh in which Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin played but did not register a point. The Pens had previously lost 8 such games. It's the fifth time in Stanley Cup final history. The home team has won each of the first 6 games, and only once on the previous 4 occasions has the road team claimed the cup in Game 7. That was in 1971 when the Canadiens beat the Blackhawks. And make sure you tune in next week for our top moments of the season, including all the excitement from Game 7. I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.